The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, always real, always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
You know, when I say always real, always unscripted, I really want to say something different because it's always real and always unscripted. But I couldn't think of anything today.
Except for the intro.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So welcome to all of you. See, I don't normally say that. So we're thankful that you're joining us today. We're going to try and make this an exciting and interesting radio show for all of you. So if you're getting ready to tune that dial away, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Stay right here with us and we'll make it interesting. And at the end of the show, we will give you some screaming good deal for a discount on products you can buy.
The main hub for connecting to us is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So don't forget the radio, or you might not get the right website, but crossroadsofhealthradio.com. It has a link to emeraldlabs.com, or for those of you who have listened for a long time, ultralaboratories.com. But we have been talking about, and we'll continue to talk about, the rebranding process that we're doing. It hasn't affected our company in any way, other than we have fancy new labels, and we funneled all of our brands into one cohesive design to make it really easy for you, the consumer, and also for the store buyers, who might be confused about the fact that almost 100 products that we make are all the same company. So,
and attractive. If you're,
it's
like,
really beautiful.
If your kitchen is, let's just say, you know, unscripted, let's just say your kitchen is a little drab, you haven't updated in a few years, these products, just by being in your pantry, are going to actually sort of upgrade your kitchen. Yeah, that's right.
So, we need so our affiliate that we always talk about on the show is shopnaturalproducts.com. So if you like to buy online and you buy at shopnaturalproducts.com, they do sell our products at 10% off every single day. But, you know, this show isn't just about, it's not really a show about selling products. It's a show about science and wellness and health and trying to give you guys good information.
It's about helping all of you.
Yes. I mean,
and some of that help does involve consuming products, because information doesn't really make you healthier, but applying the information which you're hearing, which comes to, it comes down to products at the end of the day. And so I'm not going to hide that, but at the same time, it's like, I'm just here to help people because I was just a kid and this industry changed my life and I want to help change your life for the better.
Yes. And we have nearly 100 different products to that effect that can help to optimize your wellness. We don't make everything under the sun, and we will mention other brands out there that we're not affiliated with if we really believe in what they're doing, because they can be helpful to you. But each week we do like to dig into the science of some of the formulas that we offer, because these products are clinically formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, who is a naturopathic MD. He's based in Encinitas. He's been in clinical practice for close to 20 years now. He's authored many books, including Prescription for Natural Cures, which I actually had one very well-respected health food store buyer tell me, oh yeah, we treat that as our reference Bible. So when it comes to nutritional recommendations, we really do try to produce the very best of what we can. And a big mission of this show is to really empower you with knowledge to be able to make healthy choices, because there are so many different products out there to choose from. There are so many different companies out there that don't actually make their own products. We make our own products. Rick has direct relationships with the raw material suppliers. We choose our suppliers very carefully. Everything is lab tested. You know, for verified results, we are a CGMP certified manufacturing facility. We're located in Carson, California. We are not one of those companies that is claiming made in the U.S. because we're having our products encapsulated in China for cheap, sent over to us in bulk, and bottling them in the U.S. We don't play those games. And we are also additive free. So again, we can't make everything, but what we do make, you can trust it's clean, it's additive free, and it's clinically formulated. So we want to make sure that you have access to these products, and shopnaturalproducts.com is a wonderful vehicle for that.
We give you therapeutic dosages with clinical results. And the thing Mel mentioned, the one of the largest supplement manufacturers that used to manufacture in the U.S. decided to sell off all their manufacturing, get everything manufactured in China, but then they bring it over here in bulk, they package it here, and there's a loophole in the law that allows them to say, oh, made in the USA. Mm-hmm. So you, Mr. Consumer, you get taken advantage of. So you know when you're buying Emerald Labs products that everything is manufactured here in Southern California in an FDA audited facility. And I built this company just because I take about 130 pills a day. My children take the supplements we make. My wife does. We have Dr. Singer run our blood work about once a year. And I want to control every single raw material that goes in these products because that's what I want, because I was not a healthy kid. So you sort of get the fruit of my labor in that sense. And just so you all know, if you're new, that our KABC listeners are new, I don't ever charge what the market will bear. I understand that business term, but to be honest with you, I hate it. I charge what's fair. I need to be able to make a living and make money, but it has to be a win-win. You have to be able to get products that are affordable and products that work for you. And so I'm kind of, as a person, I always, you know, I make Cadillac products at a Chevy price because I'm sort of the guy that always buys the middle, you know, the middle of the road. I don't buy the high-end stuff. I don't buy the low-end stuff. But, you know, I want to get the best quality stuff at a fair price. And that's how this whole company is built. So I never price things based on what the market will bear. I have a sort of a standard markup formula. Where we can make money as a company and do okay, and where you get a good deal. So
yeah,
that's
continue
how
to
it
grow
is.
And be able to invest in new products. There's a lot that goes into that thought process about where you set pricing. It is good that you said that, because the fact is that we are backed here in these formulations by Dr. Mark Stengler's expertise. And so many companies that work with a doctor or deal with a doctor formulation, which it might be one or two products, they charge just almost an egregious amount of money for the product. And people will buy it because they're looking at this doctor like, oh, this doctor's like a guru, and anything that they sell, I'm going to buy it. You know, and the fact is that how long can somebody maintain that? You know, there's a lot of, especially too, we have a lot of condition-specific formulas, and you need to supplement throughout your life because our food supply does not provide what you need anymore. It just doesn't, unfortunately. But especially the more mature generation, the older that you get, the more likely you are to need one of these condition-specific formulas, and the more likely you are to be on a fixed income. So, you know, our goal here is to provide the very best of what is on the market in clinical servings so that you can actually achieve results, but also afford to keep coming back to it. We're not here to make a quick buck off of people. We want to provide something that can actually help improve your overall optimal wellness. And shopnaturalproducts.com is our partner that carries every single product that we make. They always offer 10% off, but because they've partnered with us in that way, we like to do something extra for our listeners, which is every single week we have certain topics we discuss at the end of the show, because we do like to get a little personal with you guys. We will share some of our personal stories, and we'll give you a code that applies to whatever products we've been delving into the science on that week. And so when the show airs, basically that code will expire the following Friday at midnight. So some of you are listening on a Saturday, some of you are listening on a Sunday. That's just how it airs sometimes in the local markets. Or if you have Sirius XM, you can hear it on Sirius XM as well, or iTunes. But we just want to make sure that you have access to these products. We're sharing all this good information, and if it speaks to you, you can access it at a price that you can afford.
My wife and my daughter, one of my daughters, they like jigsaw puzzles. And my other daughter and I, we kind of hate jigsaw puzzles. I says, they go, Dad, just do one piece. And so I'll just take two pieces and I'll just cram it in. And my daughter, that doesn't go there. I go, no, see, it fits. Anyway, but and I tell my wife, I say,
oh, that would make me crazy. Yeah. I'm on the Julie and I assume Courtney side.
They find there's, I understand, those of you that enjoy it, I know there's a gratifying thing about doing jigsaw puzzles. I don't get it. You know what I like? I told my wife, I said, I like people puzzles. It's putting all the resources, all the people together. And that's, and I look at this company, it's a living, breathing organism with all these components, all these people, all these resources. That gives me great joy. And it's so much fun. I used to tell my employees, I said, my job is to find the greenhouse where you grow and to put you there. Because most people love being in the greenhouse where they grow. But and the people that think they're good at something and not good at it, those are the hard people to deal with. You say, you're really not good
Rick,
at this.
Rick, are no, you I, trying to tell me
yeah,
something?
Yeah, right. No, and, you know, but it's like I look at Melody. Melody and I were such a great fit on this radio show. And you guys confirm that to us each week. And we work well together. We read each other well. Melody loves the information. It's not work for us to share this information. So we just love what we do. We're just sort of, boy, we're just taking this whole first segment, just kind of sharing
blah,
our hearts.
Blah, blah, blah. I know. We both are very loquacious, which makes us a good fit for radio. Exactly.
There you go. So anyway, but when we come back, we're out of time for segment one. We're going to be talking about our Be Healthy. It's our B Complex product this week. We got tons of great information. This is not a standard B Complex. You need to stay tuned. There is nothing like this product in the marketplace. It is one of our top sellers every month, in and out. Sometimes it's our number one bestseller. You will not find another product like this. So please stay tuned. At the end of the show, I promise you, I do discounts on the fly. I will give you a tremendous discount on this product if you stay tuned. But you can't, don't get it. You don't get the deal till the end of the show. So with that, please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and that excitement over there is coming from your host, Rick Simpson. Now, if you just tuned in before the break, you know, we did mention that this show is going to really be focused on B vitamins. I mean, we talked about a bunch of stuff before the show, so
I'm sorry, you just reminded me of a joke. It's germane. There were such a So this boy comes from his school and his dad goes, so what do you want to be when you get old? He goes, oh, I want to be a vitamin. He goes, a vitamin? He goes, wait, what do you mean? He goes, no, I want to be a vitamin. He goes, where'd you get that idea? He goes, well, I was in front of the pharmacy and it said vitamin B1. I was like, that's good.
Anyway, that's a good one for all of us nutrition nerds out here. I like it. So it said vitamin B1. I love that.
My daughter would be rolling her eyes right
now. Oh my gosh.
Dorky jokes, but anyway.
So, but if you did miss any part of the first segment, or if you'd like to maybe catch up with some of our archive shows, because we're always talking about something new every week, then you can go to www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can link to our website, emeraldlabs.com. You can shop our products on shopnaturalproducts.com, but wait until the end of this show so you can get a code to save money on the Be Healthy and maybe something else. And you can also connect with us on facebook.com/ultralabs. Which I highly recommend, because that is where I will post information pertaining to the show, like pictures, things like that. So with that, Rick, do you want to dive into Be Healthy and B vitamins?
Well, slash our talking points. We always do talking points at the beginning of the show. So our talking points this week are germane to the subject matter at hand, which is our product, Be Healthy. So that way, it's sort of, they're talking points, but they're tying into the product. So I'm going to start just talking about what some of the B vitamins, what the common uses in the body and what they're good for. And that's going to be kind of quick. And then Melody, she's got some really great sort of new information about the coenzymated folate that we have in all our multis and our Be Healthy, and that we exclusively use, and why that's important. Those of you that have heard us before, you know why it's so important. But this is some new additional information. So, but anyway, with that, let me just give you some quick a quick primer on B vitamins and what they're good for. I emailed Dr. Singler earlier today, and I just asked him, I said, can you just give me some bullets on what the B vitamins are good for? And so Dr. Singler, from the doctor himself, so B1, thiamine mononitrate or thiamine hydrochloride. It comes in two different forms. I believe we use the thiamine mono form. Isn't that right, Melody? Thiamine mono. Yes, that's what we use. And that is good for brain function. Yes, very good.
Oh, brain function. Mine's on a delay. Yeah, sorry. There you go.
That's good for brain function and neurological health. So if you think of B1, brain function, really important, neurological health. B2, energy production. So a lot of people out there in the afternoon, they get very tired. B2 is very crucial for that. Keep in mind, there are many foods like sugar, caffeine, that are destructive to B vitamins in the body. A white flour can actually, some of those things can leach B vitamins out of the body. So destroy them or leach them out of the body. So it's very crucial to have those B vitamins. Niacin, that's vitamin B3, that can be mood and also energy production. So B2 and B3, that energy production, very important. B3A, niacinamide, joint health, which actually, you know, I would not have thought of joint health with B3A. But, you know, these things, people deal with, you know, brain issues, energy issues, joint issues, B vitamins all tied into these things at some level. A vitamin B5, pantothenic acid or D-calcium pantothenate. That's adrenal hormone production. Adrenals, that's back to your energy production. And then Dr. Singer also said, energy production. The adrenals are also obviously important for steroidal hormones, which is your testosterone, your progesterone, your androstenedione, your estrogens, very important. B6, nerve health and hormone metabolism. I heard it said from a doctor years ago, said vitamin B6 is involved in over 400 metabolic functions in the body. And he did say women on oral contraception, but oral contraceptives leach B6 out of the body in a very large way. And you can actually become B6 dependent if you do not supplement B6 and if you're having a lot of B6 leached out of the body. Vitamin B12, back to energy again, and neurological health. And then biotin, nail, and hair health. So a lot of the B vitamins tied to energy production and neurological health, things like that. And of course, so you think of energy, hormones, and then neurological health, and then, of course, brain function. And then, of course, we have the folate, which Melody's going to get into. But Dr. Singer said it's very good for brain, important for brain function, important for management of homocysteine, which is heart health, and then, of course, ladies' pregnancy issues. So B vitamins, crucial in the body, and so many things that are destructive to B vitamins. So in my opinion, we should all be supplementing B vitamins. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say one more thing because we have a little bit of time today. But the when you look on a label, you have daily value. The daily value ascribed for B vitamins is in the neighborhood of, you know, 2 milligrams, 1 milligram, 3 milligrams. And you look at our B vitamins, we have 25 milligrams or 20 milligrams. And on the B5, we have often 200 milligrams. The reason that's important is because those levels of B vitamins are what are needed for optimal health. The daily value is simply designed to stave off diseases, deficiency diseases like scurvy, beriberi, pellagra, rickets, things like that. That is not giving you optimal health. So some people say, well, why are you so far over the daily value? Because the daily value never was intended for optimal health. So that is why we have the levels we have. With that, I'm going to let Melody go into her really interesting new information about the MTHFR gene, folate, and why our coenzyme folate is so important.
Well, and this is a really interesting article that actually came out during Folic Acid Awareness Week. And it's a couple years old, but it is very viable information. Not that we're in January, but it's something that is viable to share any time of the year. January is named National Birth Defects Prevention Month by the National Birth Defects Prevention Network and the CDC. Now, yes, there are countless research papers out there which show that folic acid reduces neural tube defects. This is true, according to Harvard Medical School. In countries that require folic acid fortification, including the United States and Canada, the rate of neural tube defects has fallen by 25% to 50%. But what these papers and institutions do not tell you is what folic acid does to people who have difficulties turning synthetic folic acid into usable forms of folate.
And let me, so just so people understand foundationally, so we would consider folic acid the synthetic form and folate the natural form.
Yes, yes? That's correct. Okay, so folic acid is a synthetic and folate is what you get from food sources like dark green leafy vegetables and things like that. So, but as a classification, it would funnel into being B9. It's just people really don't seem to understand all the time. I mean, now there's a lot more information out there that there is a distinction between folic acid and folate. You see things where there's foods that are fortified with folic acid. That is the synthetic form. But when you're consuming green leafy vegetables and things like that, then you're getting folate. And so it is really important to understand. These papers, these studies do not really explain what folic acid can do to people who have difficulties turning synthetic folic acid into usable forms of folate. After all, folic acid has no use biochemically in the body until it's converted into these other forms of folate, such as tetrahydrofolate or THF, 5-formyl tetrahydrofolate, folinic acid, 5-10-methylen tetrahydrofolate, and 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate methylfolate. Now, there is a really good chart in here. So for those of you who are going to go to Facebook, I'm going to upload this chart that explains it's a very simplified version. It doesn't look simple, but it's actually quite simplified from the actual processes that occur in your body. It explains the process of conversion. And, you know, when you see this, you'll realize that there's a lot of work involved for your body to make these conversions. So, you know, you have to imagine, and it, you don't even have to imagine. The reality is over 46% of Americans suffer from a gene defect. You get an MTHFR gene from your mother and from your father. There are a multitude of different defects that can affect how well these genes are able to produce the enzymes necessary to methylate folic acid or folate into the usable form by the body. And this affects over 46% of Americans. Now, this can lead to as little as 34% conversion or as much as 74% conversion. So you can have this whole wide range of conversion issues. But even if you are deficient, what you would consider like minimally from one of these gene variations, a deficiency can cause all sorts of health problems. And we'll dig into that a little bit more later, but I do want to dig right back into this article because there is so much good information here. So imagine a mother or a child or father who has a problem in any one of these genes. You will see in this chart how many things are involved in processing this. Then add on a potential deficiency of vitamin B12, which is fairly common and often goes undiagnosed for years. What happens is far from good. In this chart, you would see that the folic acid moving to DHF in the diagram is a slow process. And on the chart, there's also a dashed black arrow that moves from folic acid to UMFA, which is unmetabolized folic acid. And what does that mean? It means folic acid didn't get processed by the body into usable forms of folate, so your blood just has the synthetic nutrient floating around in it.
Well, and I'm sorry, let me interject there too. One lady at Health Food Store, a really knowledgeable lady, years ago, she told me she had a piece of research, said folic acid, if you have the gene defect, can actually become an antigen in the body, where it's, you know, it's kind of viewed as a foreign invader, which creates secondary issues. So it can be a big problem for people suffering from depression or schizophrenia. So this is a very serious issue.
It is, you know, and again, because 46% of Americans do suffer from one variation of this gene defect, it could affect one gene, it could affect both, it could be any number of these gene defects. The MTHFR gene is very susceptible to genetic defects, clearly. So, I mean, it puts women who are pregnant at a 50% greater risk of their child developing a neural tube defect. You have high homocysteine. That is a risk factor for, you know, premature heart attack and stroke, the development of Alzheimer's later in life. And like Rick said, schizophrenia, depression, you know, brain fog, migraines. There's just a ton of things that are connected to deficiency in folate absorption.
And let me say, we're out of time for this segment. I want to say, RB Healthy, there are no other B complex formulas in health food that exclusively use this form of methylfolate. There's one company that gives you kind of an admixture where they give you folic and the good form, but we only use the good form. We are the only multivitamins in health food. We have 17 different multis that exclusively use methylfolate in our multis. This is a huge issue, but we are the only ones that are purely using it. And the reason is because it's over $25,000 a kilo, and companies, they don't want to spend the money. Like I was talking about earlier, they want to reduce their cost of goods, maximize profit margins. We don't do that. We want to give you the quality products so you're going to get results. But with that, we are definitely out of time. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back for segment 3 of Crossroads of Health.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B-vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B-vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B-vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B-vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and OptiMSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Also, tune in each week to save an additional percent off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
This week's code is DUDS, D-U-D-S, for an additional 40% off the products mentioned on today's show at www.shopnaturalproducts.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And today we're talking about Be Healthy, our unique B-complex formula that there is nothing like it in the marketplace. But if you are just tuning in with us, you can connect to us through crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can pick up old radio shows there. Crossroads of Health is also on iTunes. You can get it there. You can also go to ultralaboratories.com or shopnaturalproducts.com to purchase any of these products we're talking about. And with that, Melody's going over why the coenzymated methylfolate is so important, and she's going to finish up with her research paper she's going over.
So to trace back, we were talking about UMFA, which is unmetabolized folic acid, and what that means. It means that folic acid didn't get processed by the body into usable forms of folate, so your blood just has this synthetic nutrient floating around in it. Now, the question is that okay? So in order to understand this better, we're going to look at another compound, which is a known killer, carbon monoxide. So how does carbon monoxide kill? Carbon monoxide kills because it preferentially binds to your hemoglobin 210 times stronger than oxygen, which means that your hemoglobin cannot bind oxygen well in the presence of carbon monoxide. The higher the levels of carbon monoxide, the less oxygen is bound to your hemoglobin, causing decreased
oxygenation
and cell death. Does folic acid do the same thing? Yes. If you examine how folic acid, again, folic acid being synthetic, folate being natural, binds to folate binding proteins, these are the proteins that carry folate around your body to a developing baby and to your breast milk, and folate receptors, these pull folate inside the cell and out of the blood in the human body. Folic acid binds preferentially to folate binding proteins and folate receptors. This means that the folate binding proteins and folate receptors in your body, which are intended to bind methylfolate or folinic acid, are more likely to bind synthetic folic acid. The Annual Review of Nutrition published an article that states a major class, the high affinity folate binding proteins, show a preferential and tight binding of folic acid relative to reduced folates. Soluble forms of the high affinity binders are present in serum and breast milk. Folate binding proteins serve to accumulate and stabilize reduced folate compounds in milk, and they may also facilitate the absorption of folates by the intestinal mucosa of neonates. If high affinity folate binding proteins are bound to synthetic and inactive folic acid, synthetic and inactive folic acid, I just have to reiterate that, what benefit is there to the developing baby? In fact, it would make sense that harm could potentially occur as reduced folates, methylfolate, folinic acid, are needed for DNA production to balance methylation and support neurological development. So what if we use methylated folate instead, coenzymated methylfolate? Individuals show wide variations in their ability to reduce folic acid. Okay, again, over 46% of Americans have a gene defect which affects their ability to produce an adequate amount of the enzyme that the MTHFR genes are responsible to produce to turn folic acid or folate into a form the body can recognize. And again, if you are somebody who suffers from one of these gene expressions that is not normal, then folic acid, the synthetic form, can become an antigen, which can lead to depression and all sorts of other little health problems. So carriers of certain polymorphisms in genes related to folate metabolism or absorption can better benefit from 5-methyl-THF instead of FA, folic acid. 5-methyl-THF, also known as 6F5-methyl-THF, is the predominant natural form that is readily available for transport and metabolism. In contrast to FA, folic acid, 5-methyl-THF has no tolerable upper intake level and does not mask vitamin B12 deficiency.
Well, and let me say too, there. So the king of these is the folate, that because they talk about folinic acid and other things, and some companies are trying to use other forms of folate because there are patents that protect L5-methyltetrahydrofolate or the 6S form. There are only two companies in the world that manufacture these. One is a company that is not sharing, And so that's that kind of closes that door. And the company we use is an Italian company, and that's the only two that are available. But that is the king of the proper folates, the L5 or 6S form that Mel talked about. That is the one that we're using. And so there are companies that are doing kind of a secondary. We use folinic acid, we use something else. That's kind of like a Chevy. That is not the best. What we're giving you is the best of the best. And it is seriously over $25,000 a kilo. But Dr. Singer requires it because he has patients, over 46%, that have this gene defect. Now, one other thing I want to say too is white bread. I remember Annette Funicello years ago, she says, oh, Wonder Bread has more thiamine, iron, and folic acid than the leading wheat bread. And, you know, when they strip off the wheat and the germ off white bread, they are eliminating over 20 different nutrients. And what do? They give you back three. Folic acid, the synthetic one being one of those. So if you're eating a diet that is full of processed flour, refined sugar, things like that, you're going to leach B vitamins, and then they're going to try and replenish some of these synthetics that can now be antigens. So there is a responsibility for you, but then also supplementing with the proper B complex, the proper multis, that is incumbent upon you to supplement with the proper ones. And we're at the end of the show, I'm going to give you a tremendous discount on any product we have that has this methylfolate in it, so that you have access to these products, so you can try them. My granddad, he used to like white bread, and there's this place in Northern California, a place called Arcata. It's close to Eureka.
I love that area. It's so beautiful.
There's a place for any of you from that know that area. There's a place called the Samoa Cookhouse, and you get this big thing of white bread. And my granddad used to say, you can mash that down to the size of a golf ball, this huge piece of bread. And I'm thinking, Neil, granddad, that's probably not good that you can mash it down to the size of a golf ball, because all the fiber's been eliminated. So that's what's left. And that sticks like paste in your large intestine.
And that's see how pasty those get. Like you can, I remember that as a kid, like you, if that bread got soggy, it just turned into like, it basically was like Elmer's glue once.
Well, do you remember on the roof of your mouth, people can't see them, but you're like, it's like all stuck on the roof. And I used to have to get my finger to scrape it off when I was a kid, because I hadn't been health food. And then finally I understood. I go, oh, it does the same thing inside your body. And so it turns like plaster inside your large intestine. And then, you know, that's why when they said, oh, we now know that high fiber diets are linked to lower incidence of colon cancer. It's like, duh, really? You think so? You know, I mean, it's ridiculous, but it's true. It's like, you need to have fiber in your diet. I tell my girls, we used to go to Olive Garden. I say, if you get pasta, that's fine, but you must get a side of broccoli. And you have to pasta, broccoli, so you can eliminate that stuff out. And
your girls are so good and disciplined in that way. Since they've been little, every time we've had an opportunity to go out, they do. They absolutely do. Now, I just have one little sentence here left to this. So taking the proper form of methylated folate has no tolerable upper intake level and does not mask vitamin B12 deficiency. That's kind of scary, because B12 deficiency is linked to cognitive decline. There's issues with that as well. So that's really important.
Well, that's a homocysteine issue too.
Yeah. So supplementation of the natural form 5-methyl-THF is a better alternative to supplements of FA or folic acid synthetic, especially in countries not applying a fortification program. Now, it's really everywhere, but this is, you know, somebody else's article. Supplemental 5-methyl-THF can effectively improve folate biomarkers in young women in early pregnancy in order to prevent neural tube defects. And I am super passionate about this. I know we're out of time, but I am super passionate about this. I have two beautiful little girls, and I started taking our prenatal months before we were trying. I am really proud to be able to say that we did plan these babies. We wanted them. We planned for them. And I know that's not always the case for everybody, but God really did bless us with our little girls. And so I really promote our prenatal, because you especially need this form of methylfolate in those first couple weeks when you don't even know if you're pregnant yet. So it's really important that you do this to prevent those neural tube defects early on, because by the time you know you're pregnant, it could be too late. So, you know, I strongly encourage any women out there that are of childbearing age, that are not trying to get pregnant, or that are trying to get pregnant, to take this form of.
It's cheap insurance. Yes. You should just you should not consider any other multis, honestly, than our multis. I know that sounds self-serving, but there are no other multis in health food that are using this form of folate. So this you know, the L5 methyl tetrahydrofolate form. So it's cheap insurance, and you know, and our multis don't cost $100 a bottle. They're very affordably priced. So, and today they're going to be very affordably priced for you to try these. So anyway, with that, we're out of time. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about adrenal health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories' adrenal health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
If you prefer to buy at the retail level, you can find the Emerald Laboratories brand of products at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to segment 4 of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We're always real. We're always unscripted. My name is Melody Martirana, and I'm your co-host. And before the break, I was talking about the important distinctions between synthetic folic acid and methylated folate. So synthetic versus natural pre-converted bioavailable folate. And Rick, you know, I know that you've got some more information to share on our formula, Be Healthy. But for those of you just tuning in, if you've missed any part of the show or want to catch our archives, go check us out at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can link to us at emeraldlabs.com, or for our listeners who've been there a long time, ultralaboratories.com. Either one will get you to us. And also to our web affiliate, shopnaturalproducts.com. We're going to give you a code in just a few minutes here that will save you some additional money off of these products if you would like to incorporate them, which we highly recommend. Rick.
There you go. Okay, so all these things I talked about earlier in the show about the different functions of the different B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B3A, and so on. Melody talked about methylfolate and why that's so important. So all this stuff relates to our B Healthy formula, which there's nothing like this in the marketplace. This is a coenzymated B complex formula. And most B complex formulas are not coenzymated. And if they, even if they say coenzymated, they usually are not using the methylfolate, which is the most expensive part of the whole formula because they don't want to spend the money on it. But the other things that set our B Healthy formula apart, we use coenzymated B2, the riboflavin, it's R5P, riboflavin 5-phosphate. We use coenzymated B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. We use coenzymated B12. Instead of cyanocobalamin, we use methylcobalamin. These, and some other companies use, they'll use coenzymated B1 or coenzymated B5. I asked Dr. Sanger, said, look, the crucial coenzymated forms you want are the B2, the B6, the folate, and the B12. And so he goes, the other ones, I haven't seen any issues in the clinic where you really need those as the coenzymated forms because the absorption seems to be fine. And if you think about a coenzymated or an activated form, it's kind of like a pre-digested form of the B vitamin because your body has to convert these B vitamins in the small intestine so they can be properly absorbed into the bloodstream. Otherwise, you're pretty much passing it through. And I should mention also that some people, when they take this, they notice 1 year ago, one of my friends, he goes, oh my gosh, I have laser pee. Anyway, well, excuse me.
But, or Mountain Dew.
Yeah, whatever. Like. You know, oh my gosh. And they all say, I'm peeing it all out. Well, remember, B vitamins are water soluble and everybody has what's known as biochemical individuality. What you might need, 18.3 milligrams of B6. I might need 15.2 or 8.6. There's no way to make a perfect formula where your body is going to perfectly utilize all the B vitamins. Your body uses what it needs, it eliminates the rest. That's the way it works. There's no way to make a perfect formula because everybody's different. Their stress levels are different. Even if one day your body needed X amount of B vitamins, the next day you might need a different amount because you have less stress or you had caffeine or some other reason. So that's how the B vitamins work, but they're all water soluble. So we use all those great coenzymated forms. So there is just, again, nothing like this in the marketplace. Stay tuned at the end of the show. I'm going to give you a great discount on this product today that I normally don't give. And I'm going to include every single multi. We have 17 different multis in there because they all use the methylfolate. And I want you to have access to this. And I think, doesn't Collagen Health have methylfolate too? Or does it?
Yes, actually, I believe it does.
Mel's going to look at that real quick, but we're going to include the collagen, hair, skin, and nails in that.
Yes, indeed, it sure does.
So we're going to do
the multis. And that's one of my favorite products, too.
So all those, I'm going to give you a deep, deep discount. So, but anyway, Melody wants to talk just briefly. She's got about a minute to tell you about our multis real quick. Some other highlights about them besides the methylfolate.
Well, because we're including the multis and there is just such a variety to choose from, I just wanted to give you a big picture view of some of the other benefits you get with our multis. So most vitamin C is only going to stay in your body for 4 to 5 hours. We use pure whey C. It's both water and fat soluble. It's a clinically proven ingredient, and it's shown to have about a 12-hour retention time in your body. So that's just that much longer of the antioxidant protective benefits. We also use albumin chelated minerals. Minerals are not very easily absorbed. Albion's considered the gold standard for mineral chelation and absorption, and they're a U.S.-based company. We also use a soy-free, natural, sunflower-based vitamin E. So you're either going to typically get a synthetic vitamin E or a soy-based vitamin E. We use sunflower-based vitamin E. There's just a lot of very careful ingredient choices.
European grapeseed.
Yes, European grapeseed, CoQ10.
Yeah, most of the grapeseed, you can't absorb it because it comes from China and it's high molecular weight grapeseed OPCs. We use European, it's low molecular weight, so it actually works the way it's supposed to for being cardioprotective. Alpha lipoic acid, which recycles vitamin C, vitamin E, on and on and on. There's really nothing
well,
like
then
these multis
the
either.
Cetria L-glutathione in the 45 plus formulas, the master antioxidant for detoxification, for antioxidant protection. You know, so there's just a lot that you're going to get in these multis that you really can't find in any other formula on the market. We do have different variations. We have a one daily. We have that in two. You know, all the one dailies come in two sizes, except for the prenatal, but maybe someday it will be available in a 2 month size. So we have a one daily. We have a men's, a women's, a men's 45 plus, a women's 45 plus. We have a two daily. We have a prenatal one daily. We have a high potency prenatal, a high potency men's 45, women's 45, and a standard high potency. So we've got something for everyone, but we are almost out of time
here,
Rick. So the code for this week, if you want to save an additional...
Normally, I would 25 is high, but this week I'm going to do 40% off anything you want through Friday midnight. So
that contains the methylated folate.
So that's all the multis, the Be Healthy, the collagen, hair, skin, and nails. Any of those, you can buy as many bottles as you want. I don't care. You can buy 50 bottles if you want. 40% off this deal doesn't come around very often, but that's what we're doing this week.
And the code is DUDS. D is in dog, U is in umbrella, D is in dog, S is in Sam. So DUDS. And the reason why we talked about this is because We each had clothing when we were younger that made us feel so fly.
Oh, yeah.
What was yours, Rick?
Oh, my gosh. I was a freshman in high school. I forgot about this. There was this velour shirt. This was 1979. It was a open V-neck. I don't think those are too cool anymore for guys. It was dark blue. Velour. Not terry cloth. Velour. And it was like 30 Fancy. Bucks. I begged my mom. I think for Christmas, and my mom used to say she'd buy it and say no.
$30 in the 70s?
Yeah, 79. I loved that shirt, and it had some like tan red stripes through the middle. It was just, I can see it now. And then also in the ninth grade, I used to think I had, back then, socks, you used to pull them all the way up to your knees, you know, that.
Oh, like, yeah.
And with the stripes. So I had one with the three stripes, like the baseball stripes, and one was red, one was orange. And I thought it was kind of cool to wear them together. And I told Mel, I said, I don't remember I had any girlfriends through high school. So now I'm not surprised as to why that might have happened.
Well,
but
your
anyway,
clothing,
you
so, total chick
yeah,
magnet.
Yeah, whatever.
So my favorites were always my hand-me-downs. I actually, I snaked a pair of brown corduroys, OPs, that used to belong to my older brother. Now, mind you, he was in college and I was, 14, 15, somewhere around that age. And I found this big, giant black trash bag in the garage, and I was like, score! But I used to love thrift shopping and finding unique things. My grandma was a total clothes horse when she was younger, so she had a closet full of really cool vintage clothes. And some of my favorites were a silver trench coat and then a black A-line dress with a silver racing stripe around the neck and down the center.
I don't even know what an A-line dress is, but that's fine. Just move on.
So anyways, those were our favorite clothes. So the code this week is DUDS, D-U-D-S, because we had some cool duds back in the day.
Right.
And that will save you an additional 40% off of both sizes of Healthy, any one of the multis, and the collagen hair, skin, and nails, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a future show.
And there you have it. Please take advantage. Thank you for tuning in to Crossroads Health, and we'll be back next week.